Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yebazibwa omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Praise him the Almighty.
Agulumizibwe kabaka w'abakabaka.
Let him be glorified, King of Kings.
Mukama w'abakama.
The Lord of Lords.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Oyo atufudde bakabaka.
He has made us kings.
Ye nabeera kabaka w'abakabaka.
And he appears to be King of Kings.
Oyo atufudde abakama.
Has made us lords.
Ye nabeera jetuli mukama w'abakama.
Unto us Lord of Lords.
Oyo Katonda.
Him God.
Nga fe tuli bakatonda.
And we are gods.
Eri ba Farao.
Unto Pharaoh.
Eri ba Satani.
Unto the devils.
Nga tubagobaganya.
As we chase them.
Nga tubasindikiriza.
We cast them far.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Katonda omuyinza ebintu byonna.
We thank God the Almighty.
Oyo yatuwagala mu kwagala okw'enjawulo.
He who loved us in a special love.
Naye olw'obudde.
But because of time.
Abantu bangi bagamba.
Many people say.
Tukoze tutya okuzza obuggya enkolagana yaffe ne Katonda.
What can we do to restore our relationship with God?
Nkola nti endagaano empya.
How can I make a new covenant?
Yes. Olw'obudde obutulese.
For time which is left us.
Tujja kulabika guli omutwe gwaffe nga tweyongerayo nagwo.
Our head shall proceed with it tomorrow.
Ekitundu kyakuna.
It's the fourth part.
Tujja kyongerayo encha.
We shall move with it tomorrow.
Omubi akoleki?
The wicked.
Ajibwe masekati
gaffe. Omubi obubi.
The wicked who remains with evils.
Ajibwe mufi.
Be gotten from among us.
Wayogere omwoyo mutukufu.
Thus saith the Holy Spirit.
Bwe twatandise ku mutwe guli.
When we began on the other heading.
Ogwendagaano y'obufumbo obwa Katonda.
Of the covenant of godly marriage.
N'ensonga z'obwa Katonda okufunamu omulala.
And godly reasons for another option.
Singa endagaano bagimenye.
Yes, if they have broken the covenants and they are gotten corrupted.
Ebyo nno tujja kubyongerako.
Those we shall add on them.
Byabadde byakwewuunyisa nnyo.
They were very surprising.
Era byakwewuunyisa nnyo.
And they have so much surprises.
Era bijja twewuunyisa.
And they was always surprises.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye oli niwinga otya endagaano yo ne Katonda.
How do you renew your covenant with God?
Mbutufu. Abadde akugoba.
And indeed he has been chasing you.
Ng'agambye.
And he has said.
Omubi ajibwe mumwe.
The wicked be gotten from among you.
Omubi ayinza kukola ki?
What can the wicked one do?
Ayinza kukola ki mbutufu ng'atuse. Ng'alaba akwatiddwako.
What can they do? And indeed they have reached a point they have been laid hold of.
Omubi azatya obujja endagaano ye ne Katonda.
How can the wicked renew their covenant with God?
Ng'atuse ku ddala nga bamugobye.
And they have reached a point they are chasing them.
Akola atya
bannange? What can they do?
Oyinza kukola otya?
What can you do?
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
So njagadde tufune ekigambo ekyo kuba omwoyo mutukufu.
Wanted us to get that word by the Holy Spirit.
Oba oli awo.
Perhaps.
Babi tunayetunulamu.
The wicked one shall look into ourselves.
Ne tugamba naye bannange.
And we say but.
Ntuuse ku ddala ery'okungoba.
I've reached a point being chased.
Mu kubeerawo kwa Katonda.
From the presence of God.
Angobye mu baana be.
He's chased me from his children.
Tachanjagala mu baana be.
No more wants me within his children.
Angobya nsindise mu nsi.
Just be pushed me in the world.
Antadde mukono gw'ombi sitaani.
Handed me the hands of the evil Satan.
Antulugunyenga bw'ayagala ye.
Makes me the way he wants.
Mbuye mukama obooli awo.
That he got perhaps.
Awonyewo omwoyo gwe.
He will save his spirit. Your spirit.
We yetondera ye.
That he created himself.
Omubi.
The wicked.
Ayinza kudza atya. Ayinza kuzza atya obujja endagaano ye.
How can they renew their covenant?
Ne Katonda.
With God.
Naddala ng'ali ku ddaala.
Once when they are in the point.
Katonda ng'amugobye mu baana be.
Chased them from his children.
Amusindise mu nsi.
He's pushed them in the world.
Amutadde mu mukono gw'omubi.
Put them in the hand of the evil one.
Kubanga bwe twawulira.
Because when we heard.
Mu Bakolosi ekisooka essuula ey'okutaano.
First Corinthians chapter 5.
Agamba nti omubi ajjibwe mu mmwe.
Said the wicked be gotten from among you.
Naye bwe kituuka ku nze nga nze mu byoyo.
When it reach it is me who is wicked.
Nandikoze ntya?
What would I have done?
Nga nnyonnyoddwa n'ebyo byonna.
And I've gotten explained all those.
Ebigenda okumbaako.
Which are to happen on me.
Oba oli awo n'okuwonyezebwa nga siwonyezebwe.
Perhaps even be saved, I will not be saved.
Kubanga mpulidde omwoyo mutukufu ng'ayogera mu musomesa Eddie.
I've heard the Holy Spirit speaking to the teacher Eddie.
Nti era oyinza n'obutawonerayo.
That still you may not be saved from there.
Era n'ozikirira bw'otyo.
Get destroyed like that.
Kubanga newankubadde nga Kristo.
Even though Christ.
Era yagenda mu geyena.
He went in hell.
Okununula abaali abo bonabona.
People were suffering there.
Naye era bonna tebaavaayo.
But still all never got out of there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bonna tebaavaayo.
All never got from there.
Batono nnyo.
Very few.
Kubanga tebakkiririza mu geyena.
But they not believed in hell.
Si nayo nzibu yakukkiririzaamu.
Even in the world it is hard to believe from here.
Kyoyinza okuwonerayo.
That you can be saved there. Yes. Let's read the Corinthians, we see.
First
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13.
Naye ab'ebweru Katonda yabasalira omusango. Omubi oyo mumuje mumwe.
But them that are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
Yes.
The wicked one be gotten from among us. It means God
will
no more allow you to be among his children. And he push you out in the world. For when he speaks, he says, after you've gotten all the witness, take them as a person of the world. Yes. That he
said
in Matthew, that if church fails on this person, and they cast them out as a Gentile, they have reached that level. Let's read and see in Matthew. Matthew chapter 18 from verse 15.
Muganda wabu akukolo obubi, genda, omubuli liregwe na yemweka, buwakuulira ngofunye muganda wo.
Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you have gained your brother.
Verse 16. Na yemu atawulira, twala omulala nawe oba babiri era mukama kwa bajulirwa babiri oba basatu buli kigambo kikakate.
But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established.
Olinyola 17.
Verse 17.
Era bwagaana okuwulira abo buulire ekkanisa, era bwagaana okuwulira ekkanisa abeere gy'oli nga munnaggwanga era omuwooza.
And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglects to hear, the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a tax collector. Yes. If you refuse to hear one, when they hear you, you've gotten the bug. When they refuse, you take two more others together with you. When they refuse, bring them to the church. When they refuse,
cast
them to be as the heathen in the world. Yes.
They
go be there out in the world. As other sorcerers, they are out there. Yes. As robbers and the thieves are. Just as the immoral of the world.
The
difference on this one, they are pushed in the world, out in the world, because the world they had gotten from there is in the one of the wicked ones. Till the one wonders why you got out of it. Why then have you gone back?
Into
they are not sure of you.
When
he speaks in the first John, he said,
First
John chapter 5, that the whole world is in the hand of the wicked one. Now you had run from it. Let's read, we see.
First
John chapter 5 verse
19.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Verse
20.
And we know that the Son of God is come and has given unto us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is true God and eternal life. Now when you reach there, the whole world is the hand of the wicked one in the rulership. Now then they see this one who is of freedom has gotten back there. The one who had run from them before. And they speak to their master.
uno akomyewo.
They have come back.
Yali yagenda eri wa Yesu nga yamuwa n'amagezi.
Gone to the side of Jesus, giving them wisdom.
Okimanyi ndi akumanyi.
You know he knows you.
Una kutegera nokutegera.
He even understand you.
Amanyi n'obujembo bwe bwatandika.
Even your rebellion, how it began.
Ono gola babadde yadduka okufanga agenze mbulamu.
Run from death, moved to life.
Yesu yabazibuye.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga
because
laba tusomye ti mubakolise kisokesule yoku.
As in read first Corinthians chapter 5.
Ntombi mumuje mumwe.
The wicked one take them from among you.
Yesu yabazibuye.
Praise Jesus much.
Na yebo ajibwa mufi.
But when it's gotten from among us.
Mathayo 18:15-17.
18:15-17.
Tumutu adaye rimba na gwanga yali yava mu.
Heathens where they had come from the world.
Obula wadayo munsi.
When they go back to the world.
Ukusinya kubale okane soke sunne yokutana.
In first John chapter 5.
Urinyi tusomera wakumeka.
Verse 19.
Eh.
Yes.
19
and 20.
Eh.
Yes.
Enseri jodayo.
The world you go to.
Odayo mukono gwo muri kubanga. Yo igeno kulaba.
In the hand of the wicked because
atulino mukurembeze.
We have a leader here.
Yes, Satan.
It is Satan.
Okuita mbaka we Jezebel.
Pastor the Jezebel.
Ne mizimu je ba malaika abago.
He wants the fallen angels.
Akati atono wedde.
This one who is free.
E yadukedda kunye okuno nachi.
Us has come back forward.
Icho kulala.
Another.
Nyo rabbi bagamenti yali agenderia wa Yesu na abawana amagezi.
God to Jesus and given wisdom.
Amagezi agali mchigambo.
Wisdom in the words.
Bakumanyi no akumanyi.
He knows you.
Baba wana okutegeera.
He gave them understanding.
Okimanyi ntibaba de wakatondo omulamu.
You have been to the living God.
Okimanyi ntibaba de yaba wana obulamu.
He had given them life.
Naye abantu bano bazibu olaba dukwa obulamu.
They run from life.
Ne bajene yokufa. Bozabano nyezi.
You think they have come for what?
Tebaze kutuketa.
Have they not come to spy us?
Have
they come to spy us? And they speak to their master.
First Corinthians chapter 5.
That is here.
So Matulide.
Read as we see.
First
Corinthians chapter 5:5.
Omoyo guloke gulokoke kuluna kulwa mukama waffe Yesu.
To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Yes.
Era bamugambira uhuno.
And they still tell him he's here.
Naiche tugendo kola tukozo mubiri.
Use their body. We torment him. Oha.
Orutuke libo ensoro kuberi mukono gwo mubiri.
Because the world is the hand of the wicked. Satan.
Nombaka we Jezebel.
And his messenger Jezebel.
Awamu nabawereza be mizimu.
Servants the demons.
Ba malaika abagwa.
The fallen angels.
Bamanyikidwa nga ba aliens.
Known as the aliens.
Ngabaga mbatumanye nsonga bachi ba musindi.
We know the reason why they have been sent here.
Eh kitufu kiri.
The truth is.
Tusobola kuata ku moyo.
Cannot lay hold of his spirit. Yes.
Echo mukama mfuchi yagama matayo 10.
Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 10.
Temuti ababato mubiri.
Fear not those who kill the body.
Ne mutia katona inzo kutemyo yo jamu.
Fear God who can kill your spirits.
Yagama oyo kaze.
That one says they have come here.
Tetulina buyinza kumoyo.
Have no right over their spirit.
Tetuchi asobola kuzikiriza
fe. No more can destroy it ourselves.
Tetunacha gukoza.
Nothing we can use it for. But the body. Yes.
Kadusomeyo matayo.
Let's read in Matthew.
Matayo sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 8.
Matthew 10:28.
Sote mubatyanga abatte omubiri, naye nga tebayinza kutta bulamu. Naye mu mutyenga ayinza okuzikiriza obulamu n'omubiri mu geyena.
And fear not them who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Yes.
Bagamba.
And they say fine.
Oyo kaze.
That was they have come this side.
Omoyo gwe tugwira ko
we have no right over it.
Nayo mubiri.
But the body.
Ha. Tufunenge lije tumujinga jinga.
Where we play and fake him.
Tumubonye bonye.
We torment this person.
Katonda wa mutemeko okuguru.
God amputate them off the leg.
Amujeka amaso.
They take off the eyes from them.
Amtekeke bibonyo bonyo.
Put upon them torments.
Ate
and
tufuo kulabanga chetumukumira muchimuta terera.
Try to see we kill them in the state they don't get aligned.
Sikuruanga katika tonda wasobolo zikirizo mubiri gwe.
His God can destroy their body and their spirits. Out where you've gone in another fight. Your body is given, but to fight for your spirit, it is
hard.
It's time what happens. You no more have right over your body.
Spirit
is hanging in space, it's there.
Kitegeezo okuddayo kw'omunsi ozizzaayo omubiri oguwaddeyo
eribasatankati
omwoyo gusigala guliawo
nwanye
eno bw'ojja mu bulokozikatonda bayagala wamba omubiri gwe
ogweddizi to himself. You control yourself. When you run back to the world, take the devil body back to the devils. Now you can get fights you've never seen out there. What happens? What are you to do? If God reach here says
that
wicked person, you take him from your midst.
But
if you understood out where you go, things there are not easy.
You're
going to find there a spirit who uses rebellious children. Yes.
They
want to use you.
Maybe
you have some sanity within you. And wisdom, understanding of scriptures. You can face a serious problem.
For
you are not used without understanding. It's not right to fornicate.
It's
fornicate knowing. Hell is being laid upon me. And it's no doubt even.
Satan
used in the world, they doubt over things of hell. And they doubt over things of lake of fire. But you do not doubt those. You have proof. You have proof.
To
the riches that they don't even use you anymore. But the things you do, you understand of them. Yes.
Lucifer,
you understand what you do, that they are sins and they come from within you.
When
you came from God and you retained them. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Ephesians 2, you are normal in age. The spirit says disobedient children.
When
you go there, you are normal, you used.
But when you do
wickedness, you know I'm committing iniquity. And you can be there, explain it very well. The wage of sin is dead. Now it's what I've gone to commit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Read me Ephesians, we see.
Abefeso esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1.
Era namwe yabazukiza bwe mwalinga mufiride mu byonono n'ebibi byammwe.
And you he has made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Bye mwatambuliranga mwedda ng'emirembe gy'ensendo bwe giri. Okubereranga omukulu w'obuyinza obw'omubbanga omwoyo gukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
In which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Yes.
Eri kubera ogubakoza.
Out is there using them.
Nego tukanga muna
ito chako isimana kwa. But you rich, you no more used by it.
Eranga bwa kukema.
And when he tempts you, tell him, I'm sure now I know you're tempting me. Yes. You see him, you know him.
There
and they report you even got wisdom. And also you got understanding. First, you also have light. According to
Hebrews,
that you first got enlightened. You've been enlightened. Now there, what are you to do? But you child, you're very bold. I heard that one spoke to the other. That as long as he said, he will still save us from the world. He beat us much beatings and he saves us after. But you person, you have that on that heart.
Not
only that, even your spirit is very black. It's very dark. Let's read Hebrews, we see.
Abebulaniya Abebulaniya suri yomukaga n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Hebrews chapter 6 in the verse 4.
Kubanga abo abamara okwakirwa ne balega kukirabe ekyomuggulu ne bafuuka abasse ekimu mu mwoyo omutukuvu.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit. Listen slowly. You've been enlightened. You go is your light.
There's
one minister I know here. He moved from he seems to have light, but is mad.
Mularu.
He's spiritual but mad. A spiritual mad person.
Atai kwegamba atakwasaganya kubaya bachi.
Cannot connect what happens. Typical madness.
Bwajina najja ko wano.
Where after that he passed around and he sees around, he looks at things.
Yali muyimbi wa amanyi.
He was a powerful musician.
He
walked from a story and fell down. He fell mad spiritually. Even scriptures, he quotes them.
Yes.
If you tell them, when you come back, I have come back. You see, you are praising, he's watching you like that. A spiritual mad person. That's
one
thing. You've gone in the world, you've been tormented there.
And even
he cancels them. 2 years remaining, 5 years and he goes back to year one. And he said,
I'm going back to the Lord, but he cannot, the feet is heavy.
The feet is very heavy. I've never run in the spiritual world,
and you
don't shift from where you are, and the leg is heavy.
You
that the world you try to come back. Rich and invest some money, say let me give it and go back. But you cannot stretch to come. They can't. I want to go back to the Lord. What are you trying to confront? Your fallen is not of the salvation you are into before. Not of the religions. It's not of the beliefs. You've gotten much light of the word of God. Light of knowledge.
And the born in the vessel of clay,
it's going to be hard for you.
And
you're going to try. Let me go back to Jesus. You, what you confront, you do not know it. But foolishness is very bad.
And
foolishness is madness. Ecclesiastes, foolishness is madness. What are you confronting? If you knew that your brother, you'll have looked at them and seen. Most of you, you know him. Now there are two. Another, he says there are 25 elders. Yet in the Bible there are 24. They try to come back. They try to get his back. But what can you do now? Before you head on to that, you can fight to come back. Brethren,
oyinza owulira ng'olwanisa amazima
ogamba
ate ge
mazimakaŋŋendeyo
okumpulireko n'otuuka
n'onoonyiigate
n'ofubutuka
and you'll go away.
Nobere ni gakulumiriza
nobanga
agajjamu ne gakunyiza
n'okwatibwa
obujja lwaki nzesobola
kudda wali we nnali
n'olyoka owulira olutalo
and you feel a fight in you
banange bakukubonyaabonyezebwa
you are in torment much
era ab'oluganda ababiri
abo those two brethren
bali mu buzibu bwa
they are in the very serious problem
ye babiri bokka
are they only two
waliwo n'owokusatu
is even the third perhaps there are many, maybe I don't put focus on them.
There's
one.
Sekuweleza.
Hey. I'd forgotten.
Oh, he's off.
You are going to see the type that rock chains on you.
We told you that it's going to come
to see what you get enlightened is very dangerous.
You
wouldn't have known this way. I don't know the way you became a witch over your own life to reach that level. You are a witch who expose their privacy to themselves.
Onyokeza noko monte mindi nga na yewe gamba.
But you say you format. Apostle format. Yourself. You expose your privacy to yourself.
Wakafwa.
You die and you speak to yourself.
Good, it's just your
what are you on?
The silver and gold double
fan away. Madness, I'm so surprised of it.
Good, Mularunyo.
How can you too much in madness?
Never kusanga.
And the four
in Masanga, the other
was also a cross for the thick one. I dust another. They hear.
Kwejanai.
You die. You die. You speak to yourself. You bewitching yourself. I've not seen is one who sees it.
No one ambitious in England.
Mountains, you're going to expose privacy to yourself. Cursing yourself. They think you're bewitching someone. But on your own work,
business,
let it die. You're bewitching it.
No, you are not.
But you, what happened? You begin to expose
private,
you night dance your life. This is very terrifying. God does marvelous work. This is another marvelous work.
He said
marvelous works, but these are very hard. He showed people their wickedness, their
wisdom,
and they dust themselves. The person bewitched themselves. The person rebel against themselves. He said, and he did what? Let's repeat that verse. Hebrews chapter 6, in the verse
4.
For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
You
got light of the
world.
They give you even the heavenly gifts. You are apostles.
Basumba.
Pastors. Who does not have a gift here?
banange guru neri kuwe kirabo.
Heavens give you gifts.
Kati woruna atuke.
Now when you reach there,
ngugamba oli muchi.
And you say you what?
Out there
they say apostle is here, he's fell mad.
Not ya good daru.
The prophet is fallen mad is here. Out in the world where you go, you are going to retain the name.
And
be surprised people who call you that.
And no one
teach you by the Spirit tells them the pastor is there coming. Yet he fell. And you tested the partaker of the Holy Spirit.
No,
share of the Spirit. Remember John 6:63. What
does
it say? There are spirits.
And
though you got one, two, three verses and joined up well, you partook of the Holy Spirit. This is not Judas. He's going to hunk himself. He hunks himself. That is Judas. You are Judas. You're not even Peter. Peter denied and lied himself. It's what we're up to here. What are you to do?
Let's
move from level of Judas to Peter. Judas hanged himself.
Everybody
died.
And
the Lord find him in hell. The spirit too had gone.
Peter,
but Peter said, but I am so wicked, Lord, have mercy on me.
Move
from the level of Judas. You shift where to help you get from the state of Judas. Judas, the body has to die from the world. Peter is here aligning himself.
It's
where the riddle is right there.
Yeah.
Let's finish it here.
Before
I explain you about Judas and Peter.
Hebrews
chapter 6 and verse 5.
And I've
tested the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. Yes.
And the test
of the good words. Our brethren in the Amos, the mountains and the bright lands, they seek for the words, the thirsty and the hunger.
Come,
you eat every day. And you taste of the good words, the food which is good in its seasons. You say and you test of the good words and the powers of the age to come.
And
the powers of the age to come, do you know it? You to reaching above all the heavens where we find the new heavens and the new earth.
The age
to come is speak is the new heavens and the new earth. That you go
power
and boldness, you do the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of God, and you went above all the heavens. That was power.
When the Ephesians, you
give the power to comprehend the breadth.
Know
what you had gotten? That is power.
Knowing
things of above all the heavens.
Where
we find new heavens,
man,
is power. Here in the world,
you
call the wise, cannot explain you above all the heavens.
Cannot explain
new heaven, new earth where they are found. Most they say,
perhaps
heaven which is to be made new.
Speak
of the new earth.
They
are no walls.
Don't
to pass away.
In the heaven,
to pass, they say they are going to be renewed. New heavens, new earth, they are already there. You know everything. Now your fallen is interesting. You know madness. And
it
remembers its children. Madness. Remember children?
You feel mad.
Sometimes you come back to your children, you go back in the bush with your madness.
Now, you're going to be
a mad person who knows very well all things. Those smart people, we have them. 2, 3, 4.
Owange,
brethren, what is out there?
What
are you to do? Move from the level of Judas. Move to that of Peter. Judas, he betrays.
Eh?
Yes.
Peter
denies the Lord. Yes.
Kati.
Now, people align yourself.
Oh, you know, Yuda, no so level,
Judas come to that of Peter.
For
you to betray such a great work.
It's
a very big word to run from
it.
Betrayal of this great work. Worldwide called the greatest and the last of the planet Earth. God's final work on this planet Earth.
Revival,
restoration of all things.
Prepares
the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages. It's what you want to betray.
And this
advice you shift a little more from the level of Judas. Judas
asked
to hang the body of
them.
Problem which is,
Jesus
did not come for you there as he did to Judas Iscariot.
There's
no chance. Let go, I killed the body. The spirit be saved. My God. Those who saved their spirit, they did way to shift. Go far. He just denied. Move from the level of Judas.
He said, I denied
the truth, but they have mercy on me. They
said,
when you come back,
you have to fast
Christ and your brethren. You're going to
work
by giving testimony.
Explain
people despite the truth is not good. Despite the light of knowledge is not good. You come ask if you testify
that
I moved from the level of Judas. I moved to that of Peter. Can you do those? That's why never show to confront in sin.
Let's
go take it from you.
You
don't know what you speak of. When
he's
sent in the world, this time you have to hang that body. The spirit fallen in hell, one who was to get it from there, is not going to die the second time. That is Jesus. But don't say from the level of Judas to that of Peter, the one who gets saved and they have been chased to go to the world. And they say, brethren, I will not be able to stand the world.
It's
not explained much on that issue.
But
had a whisper about it.
Judas,
though he wanted to come back,
the accusation
demons surrounded him, cannot lay hold of him. You are not worthy. You have betrayed the Holy One. They did hang him themselves. They insisted on him till he hanged himself. They can even find you've poisoned yourself. You mix it very well. Yes. They are not going to touch you.
But
going to put an accusation on you.
Brethren,
I feel bad, Lord, let me go back to full knowledge. As
they are
still here, what are you doing here?
Missing
and they run off. Betraying.
What
can save a person like that
is
to shift to a level of the denier. And they can repent. They can move on level of aligning themselves. If he's come back, he has to come straight to his brethren who were following the same way.
He's
already sifted them.
That
point. What are you confronting? Those who eat food, they cast it, they throw it in the stomach. If they would know how it will be put in there, they would have mingled it before putting it in there.
Now,
a human, what happens to them tomorrow, they don't know them. But they can show off. They know what they are to do to be saved. But the seasons before you met me,
no,
you had no way to save yourself. And if there live here, you will never get it.
I am not.
Why did you save yourself before I came? When you were in your season, before you met me, you didn't know where to save yourself. You didn't know where to know the truth until you met me.
It would
be as you have left me. You never know where to bring yourself back.
Tell
you the way to bring yourself back before you go. You wouldn't have been able to make it. Maybe before I met God, God the living God, the Father
sitting
above all the heavens,
and
this is what our Lord Jesus, who sits in the third heaven,
rules
the heaven and earth, the Holy Spirit spread everywhere.
That's
not where I can begin to understand. I have no point to begin to join up. And I understand. And how they put me here. Upon which side on the earth? Heaven. And they had nothing on ability to join until I met God. Someone said, me too, I'll meet him. Why did you meet him before you met me? God is wise.
Choose
out one who can interpret to the others.
That's
Ecclesiastes 8 verse
1.
But that election takes time. And he said for a long time, he
saw
for a man or woman who can stand in the gap
and
builds a wall for the brethren and he never been seen. You
too did,
so you still are not among them. Don't expect that you're departing from truth. Make you into that one you were seeking. You become a wicked. That
what is
evil you are heading to.
Times
I help much see you heading on to it. I usually do merciful things.
Those
God allow me do mercy.
No
matter how I can bear it, but I've not left you head to that way. It's not easy. It's very hard. That way of being just from truth, from light, which is enlightened. You dare try on what? Look at your head. How do you smoke a pipe on your own self? But you had those ways. You hold that head and say, but this head is so foolish. Speak to yourself as a spirit. But my spirit, me, the original person speaking this madness, why are you a night dancer like that? Every day, why don't you live with dancing? Stop bewitching people, you're bewitching your own self. At least wizards of the world are better than you, for they bewitch others. But you're very hard, you night dance yourself.
Aya. banange.
My God.
Katuulire.
Let us hear.
Abebulaniya esule yomukaga. Nolunyiriri olwomukaga.
Hebrews chapter 6, the verse 6.
Nebagwo kubivamu. Tekiyinzika bo okubaza obujja olw'okwenenya nga beekomerera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda ne bamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
If they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Muneo ekintu ky'oba ogenzeeko.
The thing you've gone onto.
Yakuza mwana wa Katonda ku musaraba.
Put the Son of God onto the cross.
Bilibi wakolanga mbire byobutamanya.
Those who did in the time of ignorance.
Mumanyinje mwava.
You know where you came from.
Mbusamizo bw'omunsi.
In the witchcraft of the world.
Madini agomunsi.
In religions of the world.
Muzikirize zitategerika wakati yao.
Beliefs which are not clear in the midst there.
Buroko zobobu ferefere.
Fake salvation.
Mukamaji yakulonda.
Where God choose you from.
Newe labida mangu
abo. For God immediately.
Eroka kanyalira murujalo wa mukama.
Harden the compound of the Lord.
Mukama aliyoka kugobe.
That the Lord may chase you.
Gwetomanyi chikugobya kati.
Don't know why you're being chased.
Badde mukakanyavu nyoso usukiri.
So much hardened.
Ukakanyalira murujalo wa mukama.
Harden in the courts of the Lord.
Na tukano kubuza ne una alinyije mpiaza.
Ask who is this who trample my courts?
Kati akulabange oze kulinyirira omanyira manyira.
You come to trample your familiarizing.
Okongolani.
You mocking who?
Ulizadde lya chibi.
You are an offspring of evil.
Akulaba bolala.
He see you in a different way.
Kubanga mu Isaiah sura esoka.
In Isaiah chapter 1 he says.
Katusome tulabe.
Let's read we see.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri ole 18.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18.
Mujendo tutese fembi.
Katudeko kuwaguru katuno.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri ole 15.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15.
Era munaya njalange ngalo zammwe. Nterebo
lindako. Galisomo ole 12.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri ole 15.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 12.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri ole 12.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 12.
Bwe mujja okulabika maaso gange ani yabasalira kino okulinyirira empya zange.
When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hands to trample my courts? Yes.
Waluwa tukanga yakulaba olinyirira buli
bwe. When you just trample his courts.
Wagurungo inabisaddaka ebifu byo zinavyo.
Wrong sacrifices you come with.
Ozembo zemu kuwereza.
You come minister.
Kwaya yanategereke.
Kwaya they are all funny.
Busimayi bishop omula busimayi mudinko.
Bishop another is a deacon.
Mwalinda afuko omula muzi.
Way to become a judge. Omwa
ero mukadde we kanisa.
And the elder of the church.
Bafuke kabona ayigiriza.
And become a teaching priest.
Bali presenting eba marayika.
They represent the angels.
Bali presenting omwo omutukufu.
Represent the Holy Spirit.
Agamba zo sadaka
ni. He said those sacrifices. Why trample my courts?
Vida da kule 10 na olumo
ngi. Come from verse 11 and hear very well.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri ole 10 na olumo.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 11.
Zigasa chisadaka za mwenkumu ze munsalira bwayogera mukama.
To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri ole 10 na olumo.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 11.
Nziko sendige nume enjo chezi webwayo namasavu gensole nzibe.
I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of the fed beasts.
So si sanyukira musayi gwante ne wakubadde ogwa bana bendiga ne wakubadde ogwe mbuze mandwa.
And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of male goats.
Olinyole 12
verse 12.
Bwe mujja okulabika maaso gange ani yabasalira kino okulinyirira empya zange.
When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to trample my courts? Yes.
Baina sadaka zibawa.
Sacrifice the offer. But they have sins.
Naga akati bigasa
ati makuru. They say what profit what meaning?
Bana abantu bavundu okuva ku
mutwe. People are rotten from the head to toe.
Bali bavundu bonna.
They had gotten rotten.
Ichibinga chibamaze okuva ku mutwe. And
sin consumed them from the head to toe.
Nga bavundi.
And they are gotten rotten.
Katudeko amayoga tusomere.
Let's get back reads.
Isaiah sura esoka nolunyiriri olwokuna.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4.
Wowe egwange lirine bibi.
Oh, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity.
Ti abantu abazitoweredde n'obutali butuukirivu. Ezzadde ly'abakola obubi.
A descendant of evildoers, children that are corruptors.
Ti abaana aboonoona balese Mukama, banyomye omutukuvu wa Isirayiri. Basenguse bazze nyuma.
They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have turned away backwards. Yes.
Agambye gwange eriri nebibi.
A nation laden with sins.
Ah, egwange yine ebibi.
A nation laden with iniquities.
Abantu abachitoweredwa obubi.
People laden with sins.
Bataba batabanira bawola babonoonye.
Descendants of evil doers.
Omanye ekyo kye yatugambye.
You know, that's what he told us.
Bali bakitaffe bajjajja
ffe bali. Our fathers, fathers.
Bali bagwagwa nnyo.
They were very
abominable.
They were very iniquity. They were with iniquities. We followed them.
Agamba.
He said.
Nti abaana abonoona abalala.
Children who are corruptors.
Nti ne bwe tunakuleka mufwe.
That's why we shall live among us.
Ojja kwonoona abalala.
You will corrupt others.
Barikawo Mukama ninge sibu we
bali bana. Second the Lord, yet they are present and their children.
Oyina kudda muganda
wo. Have to come back, brethren.
Ntibanyizizo omutukuvu wa Israel.
They have provoked the Holy One of Israel.
Kubanga bazze mabega.
But they have turned backwards.
Eri munsi gwadde wadde gwobo tuddawo.
The world you bounced back and they are seated there.
Ati obusi woli nabwe buno
munyo oluddako. The problem you have is this in the next verse.
Isaiah sura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5.
Ekibagaza ki okubibwa nate?
Why should you be stricken anymore?
N'okweyongera ne mweyongera okujeema.
You will revolt more and more.
Omutwe gwonna gulwadde. N'omutima gwonna guzirise.
The whole head is sick and the whole heart faints. Yes.
Oh, yagara kokubibwa. Era walemende konsekange.
Let me go in the world, they beat me.
Nagana yokumanya oli mulwadde
nyiki twe. You are very sick in that head.
Is it when it is mabi?
The head and the heart that are dead.
Kakati bombadde muluza muntu
mulamu. That is so there a person living.
Tuina chivundu kya muntu.
A rotten person.
Uri mulwadde nyumba gwalwa dakazori.
The head is sick of madness.
Mutima mvundu.
The heart is rotten.
Ebigambo byonna bivundu.
What's the old rotten?
Ebyo tamanyo gambo bimanyi.
What you don't know you claim you know them.
Ayinza nokubera unga gambo.
Can you even be that?
Ndi nategede bagenda bitugamba.
Those two I understood.
Kino lina kiralu kyennyini.
You are with a typical mad person. Yes.
Just mulabula nti yabitegede.
Madness, they think they understood them.
Alota tubulira.
They dream as we preaching.
Nalabanga yabitegedde
nga they see they understood we are going to preach about them.
Gadusoma olw'omukaaga.
Let's read verse 6.
Isaiah sura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6.
Okuva munda w'ekigere okutuuka ku mutwe temuli mu bulamu.
From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it.
Wabula ebiwundu n'okuzimba n'amabwa amavundu.
But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores.
Tebinaazibwanga so tebisibibwanga so tebiteekebwanga mu mafuta.
They have not been closed neither bound up neither forced with ointment.
Ebbanga n'otubatusomesa amafuta agayigirisa
agatiirika. All time we taught another teaching which is flowing and you shut the doors.
Owagaana okuwonyezibwa.
You refuse to get healed.
Urabi obuzibu obadde nabu.
Problem you had.
Kati oli mulwadde.
Now you are sick.
Omutwe gwalwala
eddalu. Head is sick of madness.
Omutima gwavunda ebibi.
The heart got rot of sins.
Okuva ku bigere.
Right from the sole of the foot unto the head.
Temukyali mu kugamba bulamu kenyenya. Temuli mu kenyenya.
There's no soundness in it.
Maybe wound.
But wounds.
Kitegeza bananga.
It means then.
Bantu abatuse kudai no bane muri ba rwadde.
People have reached this point, you are very sick.
You are
filled of wounds, but of iniquities. Not a brokenness of hearts. No. Only sins upon them. Sin consumed you much. All the side of this, the heart is filled of sores. You need a special alignment. Only smelling.
You are
not clothed the body from heaven.
They are
not, your sores are not closed.
They
are not bound up.
When we
came in Isaiah, they have not been sourced with an ointment. Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
For I've
been anointed to
preach
the good words to the meek, to bind up the broken hearted, and those with wounds to heal them, to
call
them a garment of gladness instead of you refused all those as we preach.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the journey of coming back, how is it, brethren? Because of time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This topic has to finish where we end. Where we shall finish the wicked begotten from my midst. But there are those who want and they say
it.
What can we do? I had where I've gotten rest from.
And
my son priest come tell me.
What
can a person do to renew their covenant with God? I asked him what's wrong with them. And he said that the other wicked person he spoke of. But what I understood is one. The Holy Spirit asked on behalf of many.
Amen.
But to understand that I asked him, are you wicked? He said no. But I wanted to know. That is where he ended. And it began yesterday. This daughter queen, she told me. Now the wicked student friends we have at school. What should we do for them? Should we leave them? I told her no. Those wicked, preach to them the truth. If they refuse it, don't join in their actions. You greet them and add them truth. But don't cleave and join on their actions. And they should not be your close friends. Let them be usual people.
Those
you see, you greet them and you wish them the good things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
Holy Spirit says there are people who say that I'm wicked, but what can I do? Praise Jesus much. God asks through young children there's something you wonder. You have to listen a lot
unto him.
Most
of that sensitive,
you not have thought of it that it needs to come back. As a young child,
you
say that what can someone do?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But Jeremiah 3:19, he speaks these words. Jeremiah 3:19.
Naye ne njogera nti ndikuteeka ntya mu baana ne nkuwa ensi ey'essanyu obusika obulungi mu ggye ly'amawanga ne njogera nti mulimpita nti kitange so temuli kyoka obutangoberera.
But I said, how shall I put you among the children and give you a pleasant land, a beautiful heritage of hosts of nations? And I said, you shall call me my father, and shall not turn away from me. Yes. That journey, how is it to be if you are to return? I always want to teach about Judas and Peter, but time cannot enable me. There are things abroad. One is a betrayer, another is a denier.
Denier
repents and comes back in the mission and the ministers. You would deny the ministry in your heart for retaining sins, and you was moving on to betray. One who denied is so near to align themselves. One who prayed and said, "Though I go, let me go." And I speak every evil about them, they understand. I invade sins, I speak against them. They have a problem that have to come back to the level of the betrayer, denier. Yes. That journey is a bit long. Better than the one who went, who can get a problem to come back, as we heard. And even as the father says, you will not be able to be here.
And
given a beautiful heritage that to flow within full knowledge. In the worldwide call, you are not worthy for it. But he said, there's still a little time.
It's
only once. Come back, call him father. And there is no turning away from him. But the problem on that condition, you cannot do it as you call him father. It needeth you to have the Holy Spirit. Him alone can be restored. You speak Abba.
Speak
Abba, Father, come right from that. Not those you've been off in before. Other has been on the mouth. And they are not within the heart. And God is tired of them. One help you get from that you spoke on the mouth has to be the Holy Spirit.
But
how are you going to connect with him? Praise Jesus much. When he speaks in the Matthew 15, he
said,
time to speak of him on the mouth. Being a hypocrite all the time. If you reach to retain evils, and you act treacherous in the midst of the holy ones, and among those who get perfected. Let's read, we see. Matthew chapter 15, verse
7.
You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, verse
8,
these people draw near unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
Their
heart you'd put it far. Though we speak of the Father, you speak of him on the mouth, but not from within the heart.
And your
what come out, but is not in your heart.
You
do not fear his word. Don't want to do his word. Refuse to change for your own sake. Yourself, you command yourself never to change. You command yourself never to soften and humble.
For
you speak with you many times.
For
you position you, that you have to be here. And you humble from here. Humble from here. You strut yourself of hardness. And you say, who changed that they get shamed? Who has ever gotten changed in the world and they get shamed?
The
rebels come to the bush and they are given positions in the government. Those who refuse to change, they are killed. Who ever changed to live evil and they get shamed? You teach yourself wrongly. To humble, as not anyone has ever shamed under the sun. There's no one.
Yesu yatuka nakomirwa ku musala
was crucified on the cross
olwo kugonda
for humbling
yamaliriza mbitibwa
dead in honors
katika nkuwa magezi
let me advise you
omubiri gweyo guswale
give up the body to be shamed that your spirit will be honored when the spirit will be honored the body
they
will raise up also be honored for in the spirit
when he
went in hell redeem those who were there when he rose up by spirit that point is what I want. Praise Jesus much.
And over
a body get shamed as you humble.
The
person you humble to. First of all, God. Time is have no humble. Your husband
might
person want to be honored or your wife
would
be shot that you
guys
don't listen to women you get shamed in the flesh you're going to gain glory and honor. It's the way you can return. This time, it's not on the mouth. One who can help, one you to cry to, has to be the Holy Spirit.
Alone
our spirit and Christ with the truth.
Christ
before God's Father, he alone Christ in the truthful way.
He,
the one you fought with. That's why you spoke them, they did sink within you.
For
you fought with him just.
Those
in the Genesis 6 when they contended with the spirit of the Lord
and got
evil imagination come in them and every imagination
and
first fought with the Holy Spirit all faults you get imagination come from fighting the Holy Spirit
when
you connect a flesh with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says this. Romans chapter 8, verse 16.
Omoyo yenyini, wamuno omoyo gwafe, ategeza nga tulibana ba Katonda.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Abalumi esuri yomunana n'olunyiro 15.
Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
Kubanga temwawe bwanate moyo gwa buddo okutya. Naye mwawe bwo moyo wokufuka abaana. Atukabye ati abba kitaffe.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry abba father.
Oyo.
That one.
Obato kyabuzi bwanandi kutadde ntya mu baana.
No one asked how can I put you among the children?
Ye,
him
takuwa kutia kureka chibi.
Does not give you fear to live sin.
Mwango kutia mkama kutia
but
wachibi.
The fear of the Lord is evil.
Kuyamba banji kutifa amu.
To help many depart from it.
Kuwa gemanyi.
He must give you his power.
Chitete sefu mwoba dori tufu na manji gareka chibi.
Get power live sin.
Omande mulijo wakana no
moyo. Although you strive with the spirits.
O wakana no kuburi lida.
You strive with the instructions coming.
No kano kuriwe moyo cha gambe kanisa.
Here what the spirit tells the church.
Netubuli ya wano gwengo. Limuru taro.
And you are in a fight. They preach their own things.
Still,
you have seen to point in me. Why did you come when we are not to point in you? Why involved in the dancing of the monkey and you don't want tails to touch on you?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omoyo wa mazima bwajjamura mubo.
Fear of truth when it comes in your life.
Okutyamu kama okutufu.
The rightful fear of God is what you go to.
Not
false fear if I repent and I get shamed. If
I humble,
I will get ashamed.
Oyo Jezebel.
That is Jezebel. The
day
time repent, she refused. That how repentant she gets shamed among the angels she had perverted.
And reach
level because Jezebel like that.
There was
time to repent, she refused. Why refuse not other, nothing else?
That she
had to get shamed though she had perverted.
Though
she showed that she was exalted high.
Though
she called herself the queen. That she will not be barren.
that hindered
you to get aligned.
Naagenda
kuyamba. But want to help you.
Right,
indeed, Abba Father.
Abba Gami, tibu, odampi,
that's the same when you return, call me Father. Do not go return back.
And this
time thrown on the mouth.
Ne
even in words.
Ne but
inside the heart is on him.
Kuyamba,
want to help is the Holy Spirit.
Have
to join with your spirit.
Give
you redemption of the spirit.
Yanin is
Lord, cast me not from your presence.
Take not
away your Holy Spirit. Eat alone.
It's what
you begin from. Cast you, but tell him, do not cast me.
Don't
cast me from your presence.
Take
not away your Holy Spirit.
But
that's saying the Psalms.
In
the Psalms 51,
the
wind that had been cast away,
but when cast,
I must be taken off the Holy Spirit.
You
go being just like that.
Hey.
Zaburi ya suri yata na mwemo, naulu njiriri ole kumi.
Psalms chapter 51, the verse 10.
Otonde mwa mutima omurongofu, ayi katonda.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse
11.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
That
Lord, cast me not away from your presence. You had cast me away, but do not cast me away. Take not away your spirit.
For if you
enter the world, it ends there.
Headed
to the one in the world. We have one who is in us. One in us is greater than the one in the world. If you live here, you've gotten out of him. Evil spirit in the world.
Sitani,
Satan.
Ne Jezebel.
And their demons. The fallen angels. But this aspect.
Don't
cast me not away your presence.
So
and take not away your Holy Spirit. And
as soon
as you've been casting me.
Seriously
you cast me.
Banang.
But you don't think of that.
Angobe.
And you say let him chase me. My God. Teacher Banji. And he say, speak like that.
The
person would have
fallen down
and say, cast me not away.
Take
not away your Holy Spirit.
For
out where I go, there is a spirit rule there.
And
you don't think which way. The Holy Spirit just give it to young children.
And
show our generation is evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because God can restore the joy of your salvation. And appalled with the spirit of liberty.
Already,
all time of your rebellion is of sorrow.
And
you see, in those who rejoice, you are not a monk. We rejoice though we've not eaten, though we've not drunk. But you, though you eat, though you drink, you are in sorrow.
But
still all orange. The spirit of death haunts you.
You had
a spirit of being cast, and I meet you, I'm going. I go back in the world in sorrow. Why you rejoice then? All your face is dried and
frowned,
as if bees wake up to bite you every day.
As if you live in
darkness, as they are knocking their foreheads. All the wrinkles in the head of night dancers cross cut in the forehead. Those who are possessed by demons. The eyes are protruding as if they have poured old paper in there. Let's see this verse 12.
Zaburi ya sura ya 5 na 12.
Psalms 51 and the verse 12.
Onkomezewo essanyu ery'obulokozi bwo. Onyweze n'omwoyo gw'eddembe.
Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Yes. Liberty is to come back in your life. If you decide only one thing, accept the body be shamed, you humble. If his husband submits to them, I'm getting shamed, I'd gotten hardened to submit to you. But this is the time. They will rejoice and lift you up. They'll be very surprised. Woman, you did allow communicate with her. Go make a meeting, tell her. Today your speech is all yours. How things you speak out and they be implemented. You get shamed at that point. Jesus shamed the body on the cross. He made a public show of the principalities. Through shame is where you pass to ashamed devils.
The
time you spent hardened, you lifted yourself.
Get
from levels, you see, you lower yourself down slowly as they see you. Humble down.
Be
the minister who cannot be instructed. Begin to seek the young and tell them, how is it done? Do you have an idea on it? I
assume
they knew you are up there. If you want to shame Satan, you pass through shaming the body on the cross, they unclothe it. And you make a show of the principalities.
See,
we have no relationship with you. What he put in the body, it has no use. You expose it to them. Won't you be able to do that? For
you
say in the same psalms, the sacrifice of God is a broken spirit.
A
broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise that.
Except
you're still up there. Let's read we here. Psalms chapter 51 and the verse
16.
For you desire not sacrifice, else would I give it. Your delight, you delight not in burnt offering. Verse
17.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. Yes. That alone you never despise. A broken spirit, a broken heart, a contrite heart. Lord, I have humbled. All commands you had spoken of is what I'm to do. You know, here we have men. And if they have moved and they have gone home and reached home first, when they come back, they don't welcome them back. Welcome you back over what? There are women, they became like that. They are arrogant by what you do. You shame that body. See them coming and kneel down. I speak to you, the woman. The man come out rejoicing that will come back. Where have you delayed? This one who said, no, no.
You come
from adultery, woman. What tells you adultery needs you delay, come and you come late home.
And
the adulteress is the one who come early back home. Most adulterers, they were rich very early in the home. They come back, it's quick, they steal each other and they come back home. Tasty little, run back home.
Era ne wankubadde waliwo abalwayo abaaka bawala naye kankuweera
amagezi
omuntu oyo tewamukuuma mu biro biri nga
tonnamufunayali
mukama
wamu
naye bw'aba yasobola okwekuuma.
Even themselves, if they protect themselves. Now, yeah, let's do things we are required to do.
I don't say
you must go delay.
Those
don't tell you like that.
But
if there is a delay,
adulterers
come and you find that they have bought themselves ready home. He said, will you eat today? Very, very funny people. Adultery doesn't need someone take them delay outside. That's why that in the lodge is expensive. 30 minutes and they price the minutes. Adultery and fornication. Immorality, foolishness.
You come
from adultery. Who tells you that?
There are those who already
committed it in the day. Prostitutes in the night, they are expensive.
Apostle,
how did you understand their price?
We
preach the gospel to prostitutes, they tell us how they price themselves. But not that we went to buy them.
Those
most adulterers, they do it in the day. It's cheap.
the
buyers are not most are still under work. But
all
of those, you need to humble heaven.
There
is no one hardened when we reach there. And the holy ones are ones there. The one they call holy.
The
one go far after believing.
And
faith come from hearing by the word.
And
put in action.
And
that is what you fight with.
Let's
finish here.
Psalm 51:18.
Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build you the walls of Jerusalem.
Verse 19.
Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar.
After you
do like that, build the wall on the protection, and rejoice and accept your ministry. So immediately, in the 2 Kings, chapter 14, verse 1 up to 4, he says this.
2
Kings, chapter 14, verse 1.
Mu mwaka ogwokubiri ogwa Yowaasi mutabani wa Yokazi kabaka wa Isirayiri, Amaziya mutabani wa Yowaasi kabaka wa Yuda n'atanula okufuga.
In the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziya, the son of Joash, king of Judah.
Olinyo olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Yali yakamaze emyaka 25 bwe yatanula okufuga, n'afugira emyaka 29 mu Yerusalemu, ne nnyina erinnya lye yali Yekoyadini.
He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. Verse 3.
Masogamu kame birunji. Na yenga tamwenka na Daudi chitawi. yakolanga byonna bwe byali Yowasi kitawe bye yakolanga.
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri esuula ey'ekkumi n'ennya n'olunyiri olusooka. Awo Abiya ne yeebakira wamu ne bajjajjaabe ne bamuziika mu kibuga kya Dawudi. Asa mutabani we n'afuga mu kifo kye. Ku mirembe gye ensi n'etereerera emyaka 10.
So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the citadel of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. Verse 2.
Asa n'akola ebyali mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda we ebirungi era eby'ensonga.
And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Verse 3.
Kubanga yajjawo ebyoto by'abannaggwanga n'ebifo ebigulumivu n'amenya empagi n'atematema ba Asera.
For he took away the altars of foreign gods and the high places, and broke down the images, and cut down the idol poles. Yes. When this one wanted to do good before God, he had to take away altars. That you go aside and Satan instructs you.
And
you are on your altar with him. All those you break them. High places. And you exalt your life is the level you don't humble and soften. Yes. Those are what he first took away. Images which overtook you. They are of immorality, foolishness. And things like those. All those he took away. All idols and the idol poles. Yes. And he did what? Let's read verse 4.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri esuula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 4.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri esuula ya 14 olunyiriri olwokuna.
2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 4.
N'alagira Yuda okunoonya Mukama Katonda wa bajjajjaabwe n'okukwata amateeka n'ekiragiro.
And commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Yes. He commanded, told them, what is, let's presume, to seek the Lord. Those and all his commandments, let's do them afresh. And if they are to do that, the Lord came back in their lives
and
gave them instructions to do. Chapter 15 verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 1.
Omoyo gwa Katonda negojja ko Azariah mutabani wa Odedi.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Azariah the son of Oded. Verse 2.
N'afuluma okusisinkana Asa n'amugamba nti, mumpulire mmwe Asa ne Yuda yenna ne Benyamini. Mukama ali nammwe bwe munaabanga naye, era bwe munaamunoonyanga munaamulabanga, naye bwe munaamuvangako anaabavangako mmwe.
And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear me, O Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Yes. After they took away altars of the devil, upon which they communicated with Satan, and they took away the high places. Just as
after
you take away hardness of heart with exalting yourself, take away images hinder you to align yourself with God. To take away images and shadows of them. To decide to seek God.
His
commandments, laws, and the judgments. Here the Spirit of the Lord,
so
when he comes back to your life, and he tells you what to do. Praise Jesus much.
Amen. One thing,
this time to resume to seek God. Where are you to seek him?
Come
down to things taught from his book.
Seek
from the book of the Lord afresh. Get out of the internet where you wasted your
Facebook,
time. Facebook,
YouTube,
YouTube.
WhatsApp,
meaning the different idioms
you're on.
Different applications you've been into. Different soaps, films. There are many things you have to set off your life to get from your life. And you resume to seek God as you've never known Him. That you can be revived. The good thing,
Azariah
in those days, upon whom came the Spirit of the Lord, he was a teaching priest. Just ask me to today in you.
For you.
Preach, told the people what to do. If the priest has not come, those people who have sinned that they have not God, it is hard to get him. Let's read verse 3 you hear.
2
Chronicles chapter 15 verse
3.
Now for a long time, Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without the law. Yes. Means your presence here. Till you had not gotten God in your life. And you just spoke on him on the mouth with words. When the teaching priest came your way, you didn't lay the heart there. Even the laws you never minded. That God has taught us the commandments. That is the lamb which enlightened us. The laws. It is the light. The judgment, that is the justice
of
things done, the statutes,
the
one which show how things we shall do them, and the ordinances, the ways of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
you didn't lay the heart on those. Always you fought with them. That's why wickedness consumed you up like that.
It's
when in the midst of the house of God, you sit in there. You trample His cause.
But
the covenant you are to make, everything which they trouble you again, in seeking God, yet it be killed. You report it immediately. That I got a series, it's too much taking me up. WhatsApp began to take me up. I repeated to act proud. Let's read the verse 4.
2
Chronicles chapter 15 verse
4.
But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Verse
5.
And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great turmoil was upon all the inhabitants of the countries. Verse
6.
And nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city, for God did trouble them with all adversity. Yes. Where you were to go, things were to be like that. Spoken like that, hoping. You can humble. And you renew your covenant with God. Of seeking Him. Spoke the Bible. Listen and humble and do how things are. The verse 12 of this is what He speaks.
mirembe ekyokubiri esuula ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwe 12
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 12
ne bayingira mu ndagaano okunoonya Mukama Katonda wa bajjajjaabwe n'omutima gwabwe gwonna n'emmeeme yaabwe yonna
And they entered in a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul
ne bayingira mu ndagaano
entered into a covenant
y'okunoonya Mukama Katonda
wabwe seeking the Lord their God
n'omutima gwabwe gwonna
with all their hearts
oba owulira ebigambo
I don't know you hear those words
endagaano we bagiyingiramu
when they entered into the covenant
okunoonya Katonda wabajjajjaabwe
God of their forefathers
balina kuddayo mu Isaiah 11:16
go back to Isaiah 34 verse 16
kuddayo mu kitabo kya Mukama
go back in the book of the Lord
kunoonye
we read and seek their spirit none will lack its
mates
the mouth the spirit gathered
Waka Mukama karagira
the mouth of the Lord commanded and the spirit gathered
ate bano nyanga betegefute kamunkora
and they thought we are ready to put in action
kubanga baga manti no mutima gwabwe gonna
they said with all their hearts
chitegeza tebakiriza chindu chonachi pia chibata wanya mu mutima
anything new troubled them in their hearts
tebakiriza kwegomba konna kulala
didn't accept any otherly desire
chindu chonachi shobola okwatu aro kubajja mukubera kwa Katonda
anything which can take us move from the presence of God
tinememeza abwe zonna
with all their soul
emyo jabwe
spirit
ne muchiroto
even the dream
kitambura wa
so move where
asigaranga aliye ayogera katonda
they remain there speak about God
ne katoroto oli ku WhatsApp
now you dream you are on WhatsApp
oroto oliyeyo
you dream you are there proposing to women they are proposing to you
oroto eliyo mbita njota tegera
you dream things you don't understand
okumanya naba mute muchamanje muri
you know where nowhere you are
to jukira
for you dream you don't remember your dreams you already got lost
umutima
the heart
bukuchuso kunonya katonda
you need to seek God
wona
the whole of it
teguba ko chigutwara
has nothing which takes it
Teziba firi mu
buseri.
Tewali chintu chishobora kuwala kadeko ka kubaka ngoli serious.
Time when you are serious.
Bukunonye chigambo cha Mukama nokuchikola.
The word of God and do it. Tewaba
wobu nafubu kwenganga.
No weakness which confront you.
Munaba densoma.
That I was reading. And I felt weakness strike me.
Ebyo natibiba mu.
All those
omoyo kuba nomo wonawe kugenda.
Spirit is normal.
Kuba kuba mburi.
Whenever it goes whether sleeping or physical.
Era buli chonne chakalo kusembirira.
Everything which one wrote close to you. Take you from seeking God. You immediately kill it.
Ngawe bagama anti echo chifise.
As they say that you kill that one. You let that go.
Era tulina mulamu che tugama anti chifise.
Start to say let it go. Yes. Yes.
What will be ogendo byo ofisa.
Things you have to let go.
Ngawe akala katonda agenda okwimusa mungeni
ye wunyisa. God lift you in an amazing way. This one was hardened the other time.
And it tried to manage you.
We saw this one we want to be cast from our midst. See where God is put
there.
Wow, did it happen? Let's see verse 14.
Ebyomirembe ekyokubiri esuula eye 15 n'olunyiriri olwe 13
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 14.
Era buli atakkirizenga kunoonya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri atiwenga. Oba muto oba mukuru oba musajja oba mukazi
that whosoever will not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death whether small or great whether man or woman yes
atukesharanga mtika katwe chituse
where point we've reached
buri chonna echitakiriza kunonya katonda
whoever will not accept to seek God
Obe kitanzikirisa kunonya katonda.
Allow me see.
Oba mukazi gwe.
Batuma
tukechisira.
Tuvura
munangi.
That's why.
Bwana mukazi nga yalemeso
musa. The woman hinder the man.
Ebi tukutta mulamu bafere tuchatta mungeri.
Kill you from your life no more killing the other way.
Tukujaone tukushura ntukwerabira.
Take you away and we forget you.
Tuwasaofe kunonya mukama.
We decided to see God.
Ukubaka
munayikiriza ruya. The teaching priest manifested.
Okutta oba oba mu mutono oba wa amani
whether small or great
oba musajjo oba mukazi
whether man or woman
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus
kati waliwo ebintu
now there are things
byoli nakubita
and you have to kill them in your life by force
mukama bwakuwakya nsi yokudanga bwakugabye
God give you chance to return as he told you
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
Echonno chekisa kya Mukama.
That is the grace of God.
Ekirabikira moyo
mutu. Which appears in the Holy Spirit. Nowhere else it can appear. Him alone is the Spirit of grace. Alone can intercede on our behalf before God and he show us the way to take as is done on this time. It's up to you. It is up to you. In the 1 month he gave us,
it does not
need you finish. Even tomorrow should not come before you think the way you can remain in the courts of God.
You
tell him, cast me not from your presence,
take
not away your Holy Spirit. We shall begin from there on the day of tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Amen.